the 16th was the King of France in 1789. He was worse than Louis the 15th. He was worse than Louis the 14th. He was worse than Louis the 13th. He was the worst since Louis the 1st. King Louis was living like a king, but the people were living rotten. So the people, they started an uprising, which they called the French Revolution. And of course, you remember their battle cry, which will never be forgotten. You went the wrong way, old King Louis. You made the population cry, 'cause all you did was sit and pet with Marie Antoinette in your place at Versailles. And now the country's gone kablooey, so we are giving you the air that ought to teach you not to spend all your time fooling around at the Folies Bergères. If you had been a nicer king, we wouldn't do a thing, but you were bad, you must admit. We're gonna take you and the queen down to the guillotine and shorten you a little bit. You came the wrong way, old King Louis, and now you ain't got far to go. Too bad you won't be here to see that great big Eiffel Tower or Brigitte Bardot. To you, King Louis, we say fooey. You disappointed all of France, but then what else could we expect from a king in silk stockings and pink satin pants? You filled your stomach with chop suey and also crepe Suzette's and steak. And when they told your wife Marie that nobody had bread, she said, let them eat cake. We're gonna take you and the queen down to the guillotine. It's somewhere in the heart of town. And when that fella there is through with what he's gonna do, you'll have no place to wear your crown. You came the wrong way, old King Louis. Now we must put you on the shelf. That's why the people are revolting, 'cause Louis, you're pretty revolting yourself.
All right, I have to do it. Had to do it. Just for that song alone. You went the wrong way, old King Louis, the amazing Alan Sugarman. And yeah, we're going to continue with the peak of the civilization pyramid. And that's kings, queens, rulers. Yeah, I know. I did it last week and I said we were going to go to the cherry on top, which would be the folks hanging out at the top of the pyramid. The hobos, the bums, and the tramps. That's going to be in 2 weeks. I will not be on next week. Today is August the 29th, 2025. And you get that feeling, yeah, all right, I give up. Summer's over. I give up. Days like this, it's kind of like, you get those last little days, like, oh, yeah, yeah. Then it like, gets to that little cool snap, what they call false fall here in the Pittsburgh. And then we're going to get, after the false fall, we're going to get third summer. Then we're going to get Indian summer. And then we're going to get real fall. And then it just all depends. Don't like the weather? Wait a day. Okay, wait 10 hours. You get a completely different day. All right, so we are continuing with the Pyramid of Civilization. Sorry. Oh, next week I will be off. I will be DJing and then hosting the fair in the park all weekend long next weekend. So, yeah, I got a gig. And tonight, Polkamaniacs playing at Allegheny City Brewery in the north side. So, yeah, good things. Good things. How are you? How are you fine folks doing? I have to ask you. This is a strange thing. You know, you ever seen like comics? They always come on. Hey, how you guys doing? That's always the first thing. It's a little greeting. It's a little thing. You don't expect an answer. You know? And that's the thing when people do when you when you're going someplace and you know you're buying something. They go, "How are you doing?" You they greet you. "How are you doing today?" And you actually tell them something like, "Wow, I'm doing fantastic," and they are in shock because I think everybody that they ask goes, "Oh, fair the middling. I'm surviving. I'm above ground. I'm doing terrible. Why?" I just come out with, "I'm doing fantastic, man." I'm like, "Whoa." I says, "I know you're not doing too fantastic because you're working a crummy job. Beat it, dummy." Yeah. RCT, Zombo in your brain. Once again, I got to reiterate. Today is the top of the pyramid of civilization. All songs about, I just had so many good songs about kings, queens, royalty, rulers, dictators, take dictors, all of those folks. Yeah, we'll talk later. Here's some reassuring things. The Queen is Dead, the full version by the Smiths. Zombo in Thine Brain.
Very loneliness with a head in a sling.
I'll tell you, man, Smiths were a very good band. The Smiths, with a full version of The Queen is Dead. And, yeah, let me let you in a little secret. Get closer to the radio. Come on, get closer. This is going to make you feel good. Okay? Get closer. There we go. There we go. Let me get a little closer, too. Old sick people die. Just letting you know. Bruises on the hand, swollen. Old people die. Sick old people die. Okay? Keep that in mind. And that is, that's what we're just waiting for. We're just waiting for it. And basically, I don't care what they prop this dude up with drugs or whatever. The human body only lasts so long. I hate to tell you. But the cool thing is, all right, like if you look at a lot of other fascist dictators, most of them are pretty young when they got their start. You know, Adolf dude was like 43 in his 40s. You know, I don't know. Mao Zedong always looked like he was like, you can't really guess the age with Mao Zedong. You know, Pol Pot. Most of these guys were younger. So Francisco Franco started out pretty young. We got this dude almost 80. Yeah. So think about that. That's a good thing. Yeah. And you know, when the dude goes, it's going to be what I call the new kids on the block syndrome. You know, years ago, decades ago. Oh, man, I love new kids on the block. Jordan's my favorite new kids on the block. Look at these new kids on the block. I got that special 12-inch remix of the new kids on the block song. Look, I got these new. And then you fast forward 15 years, new kids on the block. I never really liked them. They were corny. New kids on the block? Nah, I hated them. That's what's gonna happen. I never liked that band. Well, didn't you have those posters? Yeah, but I used it as a dartboard because I really hated Jordan. That's the only new kid on the block I can remember is Jordan. So it's gonna be like the new kids on the block. And I'll be honest with you. I can't let bygones be bygones on this thing. You know? I know that you had that sign in your yard that said, Kamala, high prices, Trump, low prices. I don't need to say hello to you anymore. You are persona non gratis for what you did that, not just this country, but like the poor people, the helpless people, the people that you're supposed to, Christians are supposed to help. You kick the people to the curb, hardly. Hard. You did it hard, you know? And here's the prob. Humans are born two ways, with empathy or without empathy. Now, there's a problem with either side. If you have too much empathy, and I know there's some people out there that have too much empathy, they can't sleep at night for what's going on around the world in certain sections. They can't function because they know what's going on in this country, all the nasty things in front, not even behind the scenes like we used to do. But, you know, those people with too much empathy, and it just dictates so much of their life. And all they do is think about, you know, like in their mind, that TV show, that TV commercial's playing, the eyes of an angel and the starving doggy, you know, that's on a loop in their brain. Too much empathy ain't too good, because it doesn't really, all it does is self-destructive. Then you get these morons on the other side with zero empathy. It's all about what can I get. And that's a big holdover from evolution. Humans had to have that at one time. We were like in the middle of the food chain. You know, we had lions and tigers and gorillas. We had all that stuff, and sharks. And we had all of that stuff on top of us in the food chain. And you needed those ruthless moron, you need that ruthless moron brain to climb your way up to the top of the food pyramid. And once you get to the top, it's like what they do, like training somebody for the army. They train people in the army and armed services, they used to be killing machines, especially the Marines. You know, to train these people to be killing machines. You know, they have to shut that part of the brain off that says, hey, I'm killing another human being. You know, it's hard to shut and turn those things off. So yeah, so there's just people that are just wired that way. They're born with no empathy or very little empathy. And then there's people born, I don't know how you learn that stuff. I think maybe your parents might have had something to do with that. I don't know. Is it hereditary or is it genetic? I do not know. I guess it's a little bit of everything, right? But just remember, old people croak. Old sick people croak faster. Old sick people that have terrible diets, no exercise regimen, and basically carry around hatred wherever they go. Not going to last much longer, buddy. Hate to tell you. And these people are, I love this thing where people are saying, well, you know, this whole thing with this Epstein file thing, that's not going to make a difference. You know why? Look, just I'm going to make this big story up, okay? This is all prefabricated. Say you like this football team, okay? And the quarterback on this football team happens to kind of have a lot of rape allegations. You're still going to like that football team, right? You go, well, I don't know about this. I don't know. That's just hearsay. That's just that. And then you really still support the football team. So don't get your hopes up that this is going to do anything. Because rich, white, privileged people are just that. Rich, white, and privileged. They never get their comeuppance. But ye old Grim Reaper is right around the corner. Ah! Zombo in your brain. Kings, queens. Only lasts so long. Begin! And enjoy today! Muscle!
Way you're coming to look for a king. And Thank you. to be a king. And everything around me turned to gold. I thought I had everything. Now I'm left without a hand to hold. But it's all right, I'm okay. How are you? For what it's worth, I must say I love you. I'm in my bed late at night, I miss you. Someone is gonna take my heart, no one is gonna break my heart again. I used to be a king. And everything around me turned to rust. It's 'cause I built my life on sand. And I watched it crumble in the dust.
Children get his children while this can be. American boy, American girl, most beautiful people in the world, son of a frontier, Indian swirl.
Something nice requested by the Surf Dude, a Queen of the Highway, the Doors, from a Morrison Hotel. You know, I wasn't familiar with that tune. That's why I like getting some requests from you guys. It's like, wow, I never heard that song before, so it's actually a request for me. Yeah, it's a nice one, Surf Dude. And same with the last two. I forgot King of the World was such a nifty tune. Steely Dan, that was started that little set off, and that was a request from Paul CBD. And then we heard that used to be a king, Graham Nash, also from Paul. And then we heard, that was live, I played Mountain doing Mississippi Queen. Interesting story. If you can find that clip on the YouTubes, it's so much fun to watch because it was on a PBS show called The Show in Philadelphia, 1970. So they're rocking out Mississippi Queen. Leslie West is going crazy. Corky Lane, the whole, except for the keyboard player. He's just standing there like he's like, I don't want to be here. And then you find out why. The song's over and they pan out and they're playing towards a bunch of children. There's kids. They're like 9, 10 years old. That's the audience. So they were just banging out Mississippi Queen for a bunch of like, you know, middle schoolers. And like I'm saying, three of the four guys in the band just were destroying those children's and just opening the brain up. That had to be quite a moment. I bet every one of those kids went home and started their own band, kind of like when they saw the Sex Pistols. All right, I got to tell you some things here. All right, you know, medical advances today. How about that? Isn't that hilarious? Okay, there's going to be clinical trials. I think these are all going to be on a personal basis. I think you guys need to start trying your own drugs because, man, I think maybe just start going to those old, like, you know, leeches and, you know, go to those old school things that really work. Bloodletting. I mean, yeah, you never know. I'm sure those things work just Jim Dandy. It's just that, you know, Big Pharma wasn't part of all of that. Okay? So Big Pharma wasn't part of the whole leech thing. So it's something to think about. So if someone you know or someone close to you is considering participating in a clinical trial, contact the center, for clinical research, or just call the CBD store for a brochure and get an informed decision on clinical tests of drugs. There you go. You ride a bike? Good. And by the way, the whole thing with drugs is funny. I mean, yeah, I don't know if it's just me, but when I walk down the streets of... especially Lawrenceville. I go down there, I smell weed, you know, or East Lib. It's like, I smell weed. I'm walking down the street smoking weed. I think that is amazing. That is one of the few freedoms we have left in this country. The freedom to walk down the street and smoke weed. You know, I don't do it myself, but I appreciate your freedoms. You know, freedom is free. Freedom used to be free. Freedom used to be free, man. It didn't cost anything. Now freedom is only for billionaires because it costs money. It costs money to be free. What a drag. I remember freedom was free, man. It was free. That's where it got the name. Freedom. That's right. If you still think it's free, you're dumb. All right, you ride a bike and smoke weed at the same time? You know what could be? You ever see the guy, the unicycle guy, going across the 40th Street Bridge, unicycle dude? I mean, you're just asking. You're just asking for, hey, look at me. Look at me. I'm cool. I'm riding the unicycle. I don't know, man. That doesn't look good on a job resume. And I don't really think that's what you should show up on your first date. Hey, want to go for a date? I ride a unicycle. Don't put that on Grindr. Never get anywhere if you're a motor. You're a unicycle rider. No. That or a penny farthing bike. Both of those two, man. That just screams like, you know what? There's something wrong with you, pal. Put two wheels there. You know, two decent sized wheels. You want safer streets? There you go. Well, you know what? Bike Pittsburgh, as I think they're still around, 20 years. This PSA is 20 years old. It's 20 years old. Good old Bike Pittsburgh. You know, they're a nonprofit organization. And they work on improving the conditions on the street. That is right. And there's some parts of the street that are really kind of cool. It's like, hey, there's no way a car's going to hit me. I love those parts where you can ride a bike and there's no way a car is going to hit you. There's like certain sections of town, certain cities where they have the bike lane in front of the parking lane. So you have like all these parked cars and then you can ride in front of the parked cars and you're not even near traffic. That's a good feeling. That is a nice, that's freedom, friends. That and having the joint hanging out of your mouth. Damn, there's still some little things in this country that they can't crush, that the man cannot crush. It's like standing in front of that tank on Tiananmen Square. You know, you got your weed, you got your bicycle. Dude, that's America. Yeah, buddy. What else we got going on there? Oh, it's also, I got to tell you, might as well tell you about a show. It was about a show here. Oh, it's a show on the station. Because I got to do that because there's going to be all new shows here pretty soon. And I'll tell you what, I am so happy because there is no show following me. I hope there's another no show again because I'd be liking the no shows at 3, you know, no shows following. Because it used to be Land of Twilight used to follow me, but I'll move to 3 p.m. on Fridays. So you enter the Land of Twilight with DJ L and listen to Vaporwave, video game music, anime music, ambient, Kamashi, dub reggae, dungeon synth, and city pop and more. So he moved to 3. So that gives me a little bit of room to stretch my legs. And I don't think, what's the other show that was on here? Stormy Weather? Where's Stormy Weather at? Is that even on here anymore? Wow. There it is, the Stormy Weather. Now, it says here it's 1 to 3 on Fridays, but I don't think she's been here for a little bit, so I don't know. But if she is, it's a mercurial mix of temptuous post-punk to sunny twee-pop every Friday, 1 to 3 on RCT. But, you know, I just don't like anybody following me. I like the idea of just kind of being able to, like, I can go a minute over. And then I don't have anybody looking over my shoulder. You know, because that's the thing I love about this radio station. Nobody is here. When there's people here, you can kind of tell people here when I talk a little like, oh, yeah, and let me tell you about gun safety. Or I'll say something like, yeah, real normal stuff. But when there's nobody here, man, all hell breaks loose. It is just like nobody's driving this runaway train. And I kind of feel bad for the folks following me. Kenny Joe was before my show, and he always knows what I'm about. So that's fine. Me and Kenny Joe go back like a decade. But these new people that come in after the show, and they go, oh, man, I don't know what to make of this guy. Yeesh. He smells funny, too. I don't like the way this guy looks. I don't like the cut of his jib. Oh, well, not my prob. Hey, so I played the cover version of this last week, but I loves the original version. Brian Eno's King's Lead Hat, playing all songs about royalty, kings, queens, all that other stuff, because it is at the top of the pyramid of civilization. I will not be on next week, but the week after, we're going to be doing Hobos, Bums, and Tramps. But here's King's Lead Hat. Now, the interesting thing about King's Lead Hat, do you know that is an anagram? You mix those letters up, Brian Eno? It spells Talking Heads, King's Lead Hat.
made you a moron, a potential H-bomb. God save the queen, she ain't a human being. There is no future in England's dreaming. Don't be told what you want, don't be told what you crimes up.